Welcome to Nafir Amy Yerushalmi. She was sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Lamentes, the Noiz V'Adar edition. Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Zayin. Zog the Mishnah, Anshir G'doylo Me'alchim Miskol Yer Ketano. The Gius of the Yerushalmi is, Ve'ein Anshir Ketano Me'alchim Miskol Yer G'doylo. What are we referring to? So we start seeing in the previous Mishnah, that there are times that the entire city is considered to be one place of not more than four amos. Meaning a person who's measuring 2,000 amo, and he reaches a city, the city is not counted as part of his 2,000 amo. The city is considered to be only a small place. Now that is true if the 2,000 amo, if you do a full 2,000 amo, it reaches outside of the city. Meaning, let's say for example, a person has a zayir of 1,000 amo from a city, and then the city itself is only 500 amo. So if you measure 2,000 amo from the place of the Eruv, that will pass the city. The city will be swallowed in the 2,000 amo. So then I don't count the city as part of the amos. I don't count 500 amo in the city. I count either nothing or four amos, we'll see in a moment. Because the entire city is considered to be one place. But if a person, his measurement is 2,000 amo, ends in the middle of the city, so then you count the entire 2,000 amo the way it is. I don't swallow the city in the 2,000 amo. And if his 2,000 amo ends in the middle of the city, he can walk only to the middle of the city and cannot walk the entire city. So this is the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is there's a large city and a small city, one next to each other. But the large city, if you count 2,000 amo for the large city, the small city will be swallowed within the 2,000 amo of the large city. So in Mele, the small city is not counted as part of the 2,000. But the small city, when you measure 2,000 amo from it, it doesn't swallow the large city. The 2,000 amo will end in the middle of the large city. So then the large city is not counted as one. Meaning you count 2,000 amo from the small city, and wherever it ends, that's where they can walk. They can't walk anymore. So according to the Yerushalmi, that's our gist. The gist says, Anshei Yerushalmi Me'alchim Miskol Yer Ketano. The large city can walk the entire city of the small city, meaning can consider the small city as if it's not there or as if it's only four amos. But the Anshei Ketano, they do count the large city. They cannot walk the entire city. They can walk only until where the Tchum reaches. Now, according to the Gius of the Yerushalmi, you don't say Ketzad, because Ketzad refers to not talking about the large city and the small city, but just explaining another detail about it. Mishaya biyo gdoilo v'nasana seiruvo biyo ktano. O biyo ktano v'nasana seiruvo biyo gdoilo. Meaning it doesn't matter where a person is standing right now. Wherever his eruv is, so if his eruv is in a large city, or the eruv is in a small city. So the din is, mahalach haskulo v'chutzol alpayim amo. The minute a person prints an eruv in a city, so the entire city is considered to be one makom, and you start measuring 2,000 amo from the edge of the city. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein lo mekom eruv el alpayim amo. Rabbi Kiva says no. A person puts his eruv in a city, you don't consider the entire city to be one place. You look at the place of the eruv, and from there you measure 2,000 amo. So the city itself is 500 amo, and he puts it in the middle of the city. You have 250 amo as part of the city, and in addition, out of the city, he will have another 1,750 amo. While according to Rabbanon, you have 2,000 amo from the wall of the city. So says the Gemara, referring to the Girso, we said, Anshei Gdoilo Me'alchim Miskol Yer Ketano V'chuli. Kini Mastiso, the way you read our Mishnah, Anshei Gdoilo Me'alchim Miskol Yer Ketano, the ones of the Yer Gdoilo can walk to the Yer Ketano, meaning they consider the whole Yer Ketano to be one place. Anshei Ketano Eino Me'alchim Miskol Yer Gdoilo. And the Anshei Ketano cannot walk to the Yer Gdoilo because their Tchum ends in the middle of the Yer Gdoilo. And then when it says Ketzad, Leiskan Ketzad. You don't read Ketzad because the second part of the Mishnah is referring to something else. Why? Because there's another Girso. And that's the Girso we have in the Bavli. The Girso is, Anshei Gdoilo Me'alchim Miskol Yer Ketano. Anshei Ketano Me'alchim Miskol Yer Gdoilo. What are we referring to? Referring to when someone puts the Eruv in another city. And it's exactly like the Sefer of the Mishnah. Someone who's living in a Yer Ketano puts his Eruv in the Yer Gdoilo, the entire Yer Gdoilo is considered to be one place. Someone who lives in the large city puts his Eruv in the Yer Ketano, the entire Yer Ketano is considered to be one place. You don't measure it as part of the Tchum, exactly as the next sentence of the Mishnah says. So the Yerushalmi says that the Gius, so the way Yerushalmi learns, is not like the Bavli, but is the way we explained it. That's not referring to putting the Eruv in a different place, but someone who's measuring from his main place. The Anshei Ketano, they measure 2,000 amah from their city, Where does it reach to? Middle of the Yergdoilo. So they can't walk anymore. Anshe Yergdoilo measured 2,000 Amah from their city. Where does that reach after the Yergdoilo? So the entire Yergdoilo is considered to be one place. You don't count it as part of the Tchum. Now the Gemara explains it. Ir Mau Shetar Lemidas Alpayim. So if you consider the entire ear to be one place is usually 4 Amos. So do I count the ear as 4 Amos or as nothing? Meaning, Hanshe Yigdur, that the counting 2,000 Amo and the 2,000 Amo reaches beyond the city. Is the ear Ktano 4 Amos out of the 2,000 Amo or nothing out of the 2,000 Amo? Meaning, do they have 2,000 Amo besides the small city? Or the city is 4 Amos, they have another 1,996 Amos to walk? You don't count the city at all. Rabbi says the city is counted as 4 Amos out of the 2,000. So Tveria and Chamoso, Tveria was a large city, and Chamoso was a small city. So the Hanshe Tveria we used to walk. The 2,000 Amo used to go beyond the Chamoso. So they walked the entire Chamoso, including more. The Bnei Chamoso, their 2,000 Amo, reached in the middle of Tveria. Where did they get to in Tveria? To the place called the Kippo. So they walked until the Kippo. But now they build houses between Chamoso and Tveria. They made it one big city. So they all camped 2,000 Amo from the edge of the city. There was an old Roye. Roye is a shepherd. Usually we don't trust him for Eidus. He's not considered to be trusted for Eidus. But here we're talking regarding Tchumim. We trust even people that are not trusted for regular Eidus. Shabbat v'amal ifnei Rebbe, he came and told Rebbe, Zachor ani, I remember, shehu b'nei migdol oylim lechamoso, u'me'alchim uskol chamoso, u'me'agim lechatzei achitzoyin asmuch alagesher. The people from Migdol, used to go to Chamoso. Chamoso was within the 2,000 Amo of Migdol, and the entire city was within 2,000 Amo of Migdol, so they had an entire tchum, including Chamoso, and they went beyond the city, lechotza chitzayin esmuch legesher, to the outside courtyard getting to the bridge. V'hiti Rebbe shubnei Migdol oylim lechamoso, malachim uskol chamoso, magim lechotza chitzayin no ad hagesher. Rebbe trusted the Roye, and without measuring anything, he allowed people to walk until the place where the Roye said.
So
he says, Goder can go to Chamoso and they go back to Goder. They back and forth because it's within the Tchum. Chamoso cannot go to Goder. Why not? Because what happened was, the Gemara Bavli explains, says Reb Chaim, because the Bnei Chamoso used to come to Goder, the Bnei Goder used to beat them up. Rishuyus is Lashon Rishus, like they were like the policemen. They were the one in charge. So the people of Chamoso came to Goder. The people of Goder used to beat them up. So Rebbe told me Chamoso not to go to Goder. The Bavli adds, so why would Anshe Goder could go to Chamoso? Won't they beat Anshe Chamoso when they reach Chamoso? So the Gemara says no. A person becomes a bully only in his place. So they were bullies in Goder. So when Chamoso came to Goder, they beat them up. But the opposite, when Anshe Goder went to Chamoso, they didn't beat the Anshe Chamoso up when they were out of their location. That's another reason. Says no, the reason was not because they beat them up, but we talk about the same case. We're talking our Mishnah. Goder was the large city, and Chamoso was a small city. So Bnei Goder can walk the entire Chamoso as one location. But Chamoso, when they measured the Tchum, ended in the middle of Goder. So they cannot walk the entire Goder. They only can walk until where the Tchum ends. That's what it means, anyone in the Goder. Now they can't go to Goder at all. They can't go the entire Goder because the Tchum ends in the middle of Goder. So the machlokes that we have in our Mishnah between Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanon says if you put an Eruv in the middle of the city, the entire city is considered to be one location. Rabbi Akiva says no. We have to measure 2,000 Amos from the place of the Eruv. So the machlokes is b'shenosnu Eruvon b'paltiel. Put the Eruv in an open place, in the middle of the city, in the center of the city. But he put the Eruv in the house, after Rabbi Akiva moide. Why? Because when you put the Eruv in the house, it's considered to be that he's living in the house. Once a person is a resident of the city, he counts the 2,000 Amos from the edge of the city. Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. But if someone put the Eruv not in the house, he put it in the middle of the city. So his location is in the middle of the city, according to Rabbi Akiva, and he has to count it as an Amor from that place. He doesn't count the entire city as one place. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, or Bob Brader, or Bobby Bai, he asked, or he pointed out, if the entire city did one Eruv, so now the entire city is considered to be one big house. If someone puts his Eruv in the middle of the city, in the center of the city, not in the house, then will be like putting in the house. Because once you put an Eruv in the city, the entire city is considered to be one house. You have a city that got destroyed. Now, even though the city got destroyed, there's still mechitzas in the city. Because you could potentially go and live there again, so you still count it as an Amor from the edge of the city. You have 2,000 Amor from the Mokom Eruv, because people don't live there, you don't consider the city to be one place. Person puts his eruv in a pen where you put animals that has a mechitza, so then you can count 2,000 amah from its edge. So the Gemara brings this as a raya to our discussion. Isn't deir v'sar like a destroyed city that has a mechitza but doesn't have a living space? Because potentially you could live there. So that's good enough to consider to be a mechitza. So also the year that got destroyed, as long as it has a mechitza, you count it as an amma from the wall. If it's a new city, you count it as an amma from the edge of that last house. If an old city, you count from the wall. What is the difference in the case? He built the houses first, and then he decided to add a wall. So then that's called chadosha. And you don't measure from the wall because that shows the wall is not really significant. He built the wall just maybe for beauty. The city was already there. But bona choyma v'chakar bona batim zo yeshona. If you first build the choyma, then you put the houses in it, it shows the choyma is the ikar of the city, and therefore you measure from the choyma. The gears of chayim is beinzu veinzu yeshona. They're both yeshona. As long as it has a wall, it's considered to be an old city, meaning you count in 2,000 amma from the wall. What does it mean, a new one that you don't count from the wall? Meaning people are not living there anymore. So then you don't count from the wall, you count from the houses. Because the houses are still roy to live there. But the choyma is not really useful because nobody is living there today. Rav Zeir goes l'shitosoy. These palgo, this is a machlokes. If you build 9 locations, 9 courtyards, and the intention was to make a karfa. If karfa is an open space outside the city where animals are. He got to the 10th one, he decided to build that one to be a place of living space. So one man normal holds, it's not going to be a mokum dira to count from the edge of the city, from the wall, because 9 of them was built for not for the purpose of living space. But Omar of Zeiro, that's the Gersor of Chaim, Afilu bonat asir l'shem dayar, areyu kedayar. Even if the last one is built for a house, the whole place becomes a house. I go based on the last one. So meaning, even if the order was not the way it started, I mean, the initial build of this place was not for a house. But because he ended up making it for a house, it works like a house. So here, when a person builds a city, then build a wall, even though it came only later, you count from the wall, you don't have to have the wall first. It doesn't have to be the initial planning to be for a city or to be for a city with a wall. You go based on the end. Halacha Ches Zok the Mishnah. Omer le Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva answered back that he said that when you put an Eruv in the middle of the city, you don't count the entire city as one. So yet the Moedim, don't you agree with me? Benoist le Seruv al Pi Ma'aro. Put an Eruv in a cave. She'elu mokum Eruv al Pi Ma'aro. You do only 2,000 amos from the cave. You don't look at the cave as one. So why should the city be different? Omer lo Yemosai Bezman Chein Badi Yurim. Yeah, when nobody lives in the cave, then you count 2,000 amos from the Eruv. You don't look at the cave as one. But if there is people, if you do live in the cave, you count the entire cave as one. So the city is considered to be as one. Meaning the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, as I'm going to explain before, is the Rabbanan say the city is considered to be one diurim. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, that's if you're living in a house. But if you're putting in the middle of the center of the city where nobody is living, it's not considered to be a mokum diur. So it's like putting it in the middle of the cave. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza kal betoycho me'al gabo. So now, if a person has a cave where people live in, you count the entire cave as one. So he puts the Eruv in the cave, So he has 2,000 amor from the edges of the cave. But if you put the Eruv on top of the cave, meaning you put the Eruv not inside the cave, then you count 2,000 amor from the Eruv and not the entire cave as one, so he loses the area of the cave. If a person is measuring, given 2,000 amor, even though he's in the middle of a cave, he can walk more. Meaning, this is Rabbanan. Rabbanan, the argument of Rabbi Akiva regarding someone who puts it in the middle of the cave, or he puts it in the middle of the city, that's only if someone, that his Eruv starts from there. So the question, where do you start from? Rabbi Akiva says, you only count the Eruv as place, and from there you count 2,000 amor. I want to say, no, the entire area where the Eruv is, the city or the cave, is counted as part of his place, and you count 2,000 amor for that edge. But if someone put this Eruv in a different place, and then you start counting 2,000 amma. The 2,000 amma ends in the middle of the city. Or the 2,000 amma ends in the middle of the cave. He can't walk anymore. You don't consider the cave or the city to be one. And this is, as we mentioned before, if the 2,000 amma passes the city or passes the cave, so then the city and the cave will be one. But if it ends in the middle of the city or the middle of the cave, so you can't walk anymore. It says, Wa'amalam Reb Kivo yetemudim levichuli. Reb Yaakor ba'acho b'shuram blozor. Meaning the Gemara is referring to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that if you put the Eruv in the middle of a place, either a cave or a city, the Gemara now brings an example of a Karfuf, an open space, so do you have the entire space or you have only the Eruv? So Rabbi Akiva says you have only the Eruv. You don't consider the entire space as one. Says Rabbi Blazer, yeah, but that's only if he puts an Eruv there. But if he's actually there himself, he's there in the beginning of Shabbos, then the entire space is considered to be as one, as Gemara explains. According to Shvisa Bekarfof, if he's there in the beginning of Shabbos himself, not his Eruv, then he can walk the entire space and count the 2,000 amma from the edge. But I know he's an Eruv Bekarfof, if he puts his Eruv there, then you count 2,000 amma from the place of the Eruv, and you don't consider the whole place to be one. Says the Gemara, if Zeir Boi, all my tikkun shvisa bekafof. What happens? He didn't put his Eruv there. But he also, that's not his mokum shvisa at Shabbos. He just came there in Erev Shabbos to be kodesh shvisa and he's leaving. He's doing Eruv beragulav, we learned before. You don't have to put an Eruv there, you could just walk there. But it's not his real mokum shvisa. So says the Gemara, daf mem amud alef, omay b'chanani obrei daf hilo machlikas or meir v'yabiyudu. This goes back to the machlikas or meir v'yudu that we saw before. The main way to do an Eruv is with bread. So if you put your bread there, you don't have the entire space as one. You have to count 2,000 amma from the place of the Eruv. So there's no difference between a person who's walking there and putting the bread. The bread is better than walking there. Than being kohen shvisa, beginning of Shabbos, and going back. So we mainly, if for the bread you have 2,000 amma, walking there you have the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says the main Eruv is to walk. The bread was a kulo they gave to the rich person that he could put bread instead of walking. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, Tafka, when you put a bread that you weren't there yourself, so then you say that you have Shvisa only in the place of the bread, 2,000 amma is counted from there. But if you're walking there, which is a greater way to be kohen shvisa, it's almost like you're staying there the entire Shabbos. Even though he's not staying there the entire Shabbos, we consider it to be as if he's there. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll count 2,000 amma not from the place of the Eruv, but from the place of the Mechitza. Because Rabbi Akiva said that only an Eruv, the bread, is not, you have to count 2,000 amma from the bread and now walk the entire space. But if you're there, you're kohen shvisa, it should work. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the person who walks is doing better than putting a bread. So immediately it's out of the realm of the bread, which Rabbi Akiva says don't walk so much. And it goes into the realm of kohen shvisa, which a person, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you have the entire area as one. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Lametes.